NHL fans, and welcome back to another Inside the Thunderdome podcast. It's the Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel here, and this time around we're going to be having a chat about a fantastic celebration that the Regina Thunder, the Alumni Association, actually held last Friday night at the Turvey Center, or as I like to call it, the Gaber Dome. Shout out to Barry Gaber. He's always so helpful in these situations, but we all had a great time. It was time to honor the 2023 graduating players, and courtesy of the Thunder Alumni Association, all of those graduating players from last year's team received absolutely beautiful team rings. It was a tremendous event, lots of fun, lots of laughs. Everybody just had a great time. Now, two guys that tend to really stir the drink for that Alumni Association, Jamie Loftang and President Scott Assier. I sat down and spoke to Scott. We had a great chat about the ring ceremony, the Alumni Association, how this sort of came to be, all of the many different things going on behind the scenes that I don't think your average football fan in this province or Southern Saskatchewan specifically that tend to follow the Thunder and everything going on, I think people would be shocked and will be when they see just how much, not only dollars that they pump into the organization, but just the number of events and the things that they do on a regular basis. I couldn't believe it myself. I thought I had an idea, found out that I really didn't. So much work goes in behind the scenes, and the Alumni Association do such a great job. There were so many players there too. That was great to see. Logan Hubick, Brandon Giannotta, Justin Rieger, Avery Wagner, Matthew Schill, Peyton O'Connor. So many guys were able to make it for the event. But we actually had a chance to speak, or I did, had a chance to speak with receivers Garion Miller and Jaden Litzenberger, as well as offensive lineman Tynan Gunther. We just talked very impromptu about what the rings meant to them and took a few trips down memory lane and just lots of fun. Had a great time. So just sit back, everybody, enjoy, and we'll take you on another ride inside the Thunderdome. Let's roll. Garion Miller now joins me. I gotta say that you were like one of the guys, Garion, when you got that ring just a few minutes ago. I could just tell just by the way you're kind of staring at it, looking at it, that obviously means a lot to you. I could see it in your face.
It does, and it's for me personally. I never got that final game, right? I never got that big ring from that championship game. We were thankful. We were grateful enough to be able to play in one, but no, it's not even just the last 3 years looking at that ring. It's the last 12 years of my life coming up to this moment, and to finally have something that represents all that. It's a great feeling.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because I know that it's difficult to have a conversation with any player that goes into their last year, whether they're a five-year guy or a four-year guy or a three-year guy that played their last game with the Thunder, whether you're just run out of eligibility or maybe you moved to U-Sport. I mean, whatever the situation, that was a tough one, that Saskatoon game. And I just remember when I think back, not to bring a downer on it, but it just meant so much to you guys. And I have to think that when you take that helmet and those shoulder pads off and you know it's going to be for the last time, it's got to be kind of devastating but so rewarding all at the same time when you just think back to all the memories, right? Like, there's just so many emotions must have been and probably still go through your mind.
Absolutely. You know, it's not something that it's one and done. You think about it a lot. And yeah, even going back to that day, like you said, it wasn't just sad. It was a big part of it, obviously, from the outcome, but it was reminiscing and it was happy and just being able to be in that moment. It just a wave of emotions like you couldn't even describe. And yeah, it's an insane feeling. It really was.
Well, I can tell you this. I was in the coach's room when you guys were coming off the field, And I can remember sitting in the coach's room where nobody was saying a word. And I remember thinking to myself, Gary, like, man, this has been like 20 minutes now. And when are those players going to come in the dressing room? And then I realized, no, they're all in the dressing room, but nobody's saying a word. Like, it was just, it was tough. But you know what? When you think back, like 20 years from now, when you guys all have families and you got kids running around and you do, you know, or maybe it's 25 years from now and there's a 50th anniversary, you're going to walk in with all these same guys that you played with for those 3 years and or any one of the years, and it'll be like you never left. I know it. I've been in those situations myself, and it's amazing the memories that come flooding back. You must think about that too, like just the lifelong friendships that you'll develop from something like this.
Oh, and absolutely. And I can say without a doubt, this team specifically, I will never forget these guys. Yeah, I was on great teams during high school. I spent a year in BC, but nothing comes close to the memories and the quality of guys on this team. I'll be thinking about them forever. And like, I mean, not the men that I won't ever see them again, but these are some of the best dudes I've ever met, and I couldn't be more grateful that I got to spend the last 3 years with them, coaches included. They taught me so much and things that I will take with me for the rest of my life. And again, I'll forever be grateful for them. And yeah, I can't wait to see where the rest of their stories go with the guys that are continuing to play football and just to see where the guys go who are, you know, did call this their last year. It's life's a crazy roller coaster, and I can't wait to see what it has for them.
Memories to last a lifetime and bonds that'll never be broken. Hey, Gary, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, too, by the way. Rain looks good on you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Joining us back on the Thunderdome, Jaden Litzenberger joins us here at this amazing ceremony. He's got a nice shiny ring. I know it means a lot to him. Jaden, you and I are going to be talking about you signing with Mount Allison here coming up here in a few weeks. We're doing another podcast with all the players that have signed contracts with U Sport. But tonight, I want to talk to you about the ceremony and you getting this awesome ring. I could tell when you got it in your hand and took a look at it, how much it meant to you. It was written all over your face. Well deserved, my friend. It must make you feel bittersweet. I know leaving is not easy, but what an honor for you.
It really was, honestly. It was a really, really amazing experience. I knew in approximately my third year that we get like a fifth-year graduation ring just for the commitment into the team and staying a part of the community and going through the full course. And as soon as I heard about that, I was hooked. And honestly, as soon as I opened that box, it met all my expectations. And it was just an honor seeing everybody in the room, all the guys with me on the stage. It was perfect. It was awesome.
Well, it was. And I think that, like, somebody had mentioned to me, and I don't even know if you realize this or not, you probably wouldn't know this unless somebody specifically told you, because you wouldn't have been at one of these before. But apparently, like, 2 or 3 years ago, they would do the exact same thing, but there wouldn't be all that many people that would actually show up. It was kind of more of a low-key event. But all of a sudden, like, tonight, like, this room is full. Like, you got probably 60, 70 people here. I mean, paying tribute to guys like yourself, and that's got to make you feel great as well.
It was, honestly, and it was really nice to actually get to see the web. I can't remember the gentleman's name who presented the rings, but awesome guy, part of the alumni. He spoke about the web that the community forms after in the Thunderdome and around the Thunder team. So it's honestly an honor to get to be a part of that as well, and then have those resources along further in my journey in life, and get to contribute down the line as well.
Well, and I think one of the things that was talked about a little bit here tonight was also that you guys will obviously cherish these memories, but I think more than anything, you'll cherish the memories, but it's kind of almost like the beginning. Like, you'll be as good of friends with these guys 20 years from now as what you are now. Like, it's their lifetime friendships, and I know that that's something that means a lot. To everybody I've talked to so far, they've said the same thing, is these are friends for life.
Honestly, and most of them have been friends for most of my life at this point, like Avery Wagner, Brandon Janata, Logan Kubik, Riley Schick. These are all guys that I've known since high school, a few of them even since I was a 9-year-old kid when I first started. And it's honestly just an honor to see how far we've come. One guy I want to speak on, honestly, is Brandon Giannotta. He just recently signed with the Saint FX X-Men. That was awesome. I remember working out with him in the gym a few weeks before he signed, and he told me that he was contemplating it, and I gave him my best advice, which was to continue. You've made such a successful career thus far, man, and see how far you can take it. It'll set you up down the road regardless, and I'm really glad that he made that decision because he's one hell of a football player. So,
well, Brandon's one of those guys I'm also going to be speaking to, and he'll be on the same podcast that you're in here in a few weeks when we talk about some of you guys that have moved on from junior football and into youth sport, and we'll get into a deeper dive of that. You're going to be such a regular. Well, you know, you'll be like, you might have to be my co-host. You'll be on here so much. But anyway, I'm going to shake your hand and say thank you very much for everything that you've done for me and been so easy to deal with here over the last year or so. And congratulations. It's well deserved.
Thank you very much. And it's an honor to be back. I look forward to speaking to you again.
Product of Martinsville, the offensive lineman, Tynan Gunther. Congratulations on a sweet-looking ring. It looks good on you.
Yeah, it does. Pretty nice ring.
Now, before we kind of get into this, do I understand this right, or do I have you mistaken for somebody else? But did you actually graduate from high school as a quarterback, and you started out as a quarterback and somehow ended up on the offensive line?
Yeah, that's right. I came in as a quarterback out of Martinsville, not thinking I would ever even play out of high school, but came in and played 2 years as a quarterback, and just wasn't the path for me, wasn't working out. So Scott came and talked to me and just said they needed offensive tackles, and I said I'll give it my best shot, and that's how it worked out. And then,
well, he must have taken a look at you, probably your height, and thought to himself, like, you know, there must have been something in your aggressiveness or your assertiveness or your something about your demeanor on the field that would make him think. Because I'm thinking that Scotty hasn't taken too many quarterbacks aside over the years and made offensive linemen out of them.
Yeah, probably not too many. I think he just thought I was tall enough, had the length for it, and then I got in there and I was... In my first play, I was actually trying to start a fight with somebody, so that worked out.
Perfect.
Impressive enough, yeah.
So you were a five-year guy, and you played all 5 years, obviously, with the Thunder. Did you ever think when you first came to the Thunder that you'd be sitting here 5 years later getting a ring for playing all 5 years? Was that something you set out to do, or like, kind of how? Because that's a long run.
Yeah, for sure. Like, when I came to the Thunder, I was planning on playing for the full 5 years. Like, my girlfriend at the time, I told her, like, she kept wanting to move away, and I kept telling her, like, I'm here for 5 years, I'm here for the long haul, and I love the Thunder, love the process, and it was just great staying here for the full 5 years.
So when you kind of put it all in proper perspective, or you sit there and you take a look at that beautiful ring that you graduating players got, like, what sort of, I know that I'm kind of sneaking up on you with this, and you probably haven't had a chance to really think about it much because it literally happened as we're recording this like 10, 15, 20 minutes ago. But, like, what do you think about? Like, that's a pretty special thing. It's a very sacred thing.
Yeah, it's really special. I really feel honored to be a part of this alumni group and, you know, be able to have the network of everybody who's in here and just, you know, always have that to fall back on and have people to have my back wherever I go.
So when you think back over, you know, what do you think 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when you think back to the memories and the time that you had with this organization and this program, is there any one thing or two things in particular that when somebody says to you, hey, what was your time like with the Regina Thunder, what's going to be the first thing that sort of you think about? Is it going to be the games? Is it going to be the practices? Is it going to be the dressing room, the coaches, the players, all of it? Like, what sort of do you think will be what you'll really take away from the whole experience?
Yeah, all of it, really. Just like the practices, the hard, hot days with the boys, the cold days in the playoffs there, and yeah, and just going out to eat with the offensive line and having a good time, and just the friends that you make is incredible.
That's the one thing you're bang on. Canadian football is an interesting thing. You start out in +30 and you end sometimes in -30. Hey, congratulations, and the ring looks great on you, and it was good to see you up there on the stage. I could tell that you were very proud, and good luck with whatever you decide to do. Where are you going to go from here? What's your plan now?
I just signed with the Rams this offseason, so I've been working out with them, and we'll see how it goes with there.
I knew the answer to that. There's, what, four of you guys?
Yeah.
So the whole offensive line basically is going to be former Regina Thunder alumni going over to the University of Regina Rams. That's pretty amazing when you really stop and think about it. Are you pumped about that opportunity?
Yeah, very, very excited. It'll be nice to play with all the guys again and just keep it going.
Congrats. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Well, the president of the Regina Thunder alumni, Scott Assier, joins me right now. We've just given out the rings to these proud graduating players. And, man, Scott, I got to tell you, like, you could tell just by when they opened up those rings and they saw how beautiful they were. Like, I thought I might see tears from a couple of them. Like, I think they were kind of a little bit overwhelmed a little bit. That's got to make you feel great. I mean, the rings are beautiful, but just to see how much it meant to those guys, I mean, that's kind of what why we're here and what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, what a privilege to finish out your junior football career with the Regina Thunder. And when they're dedicating potentially five years of, you know, blood, sweat, tears, time, effort, balancing their school schedules, work schedules, it's a huge commitment. And, I mean, at the very least, we try to honor them with the ring. I know it's not the ring they wanted. You know, they would have loved a national championship ring at the end of the season, but it's something that they're going to have for the rest of their life. There's a huge network of alumni throughout the country, throughout the world, really, that have these rings that they're going to meet, they're going to connect with, and they're going to build their network throughout the rest of their life.
100%. And I know that, you know, one of the things that you talked about, great speech, by the way, that you, I know your voice is a little, you know, you were saying that you lost your voice a couple of days ago. I would never have known that. You sound fine, but I thought it was a great speech and a great message. And you talked about a few things, but one of the things that you talked about was that, there's a lot of different events that your association put on to be able to pay for something like this or to be able to do the things that you do and to be able to give back to the players and do some nice things for the organization. Could you just kind of go over again that list of all of the different things that you're, maybe your average junior football fan or Thunder fan probably has no idea how hard your association works to be able to do things like this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is kind of the kickoff to our year or our season of alumni events that we do. We welcome the graduating players into the alumni, and then we go from there. So the next, like, the big events that we do are the Regina Thunder Alumni Golf Tournament, which is in June. That is the premier event that we focus on. It's the big fundraiser for the alumni. That's what allows us to grow the sponsorship that we give back to the team, the events that we put on throughout the year. And so that's the big one we focus on. Otherwise, we do the sports dinner. We're buying tables to the sports dinner that we're trying to get alumni out to. We have an alumni game. It's typically the last game of the season that we try to get all of the alumni out to. Really get there to cheer on the team, give them that, you know, extra effort that they need, and connect guys with, from whether they played 25 years ago to recent grads that graduated a year ago.
What year did you play?
So I played from 2004 to 2009, or sorry, 2004 to 2008 was my last year.
So you're in like the infant stages.
Exactly, yeah. So I was there. Some of the guys that I played with in my first year
graduated on that first team.
Exactly. They played for the very first Regina Thunder team. So it was a while ago, but, you know, we're very passionate about the team. Someone once told me that you need to give back what you took out of the program. And I took a lot out of this program. It taught me how to be the person that I am today. It gave me the work ethic that I need in my school life, in my professional life. So I'm trying to give that back any way I can, and we have a lot of guys that feel the same way that I do, that want to give back to the team, feel passionate about it, and you know, they graduated 20 years ago and they're still involved with the alumni today, which speaks volumes.
Well, one of the things that you said up there that I just I didn't really think about it, I guess, much, although it really shouldn't surprise me. You made the comment that as close as you, this is the message you delivered to the team, something to the effect of, as close as you think you are now, believe it or not, over the years, you'll even build closer relationships. Like, this doesn't have to be where it ends. Like, this is kind of, in some ways, just the start. You've got examples of guys that you played football with, and you named about seven of them you're going to see this week. So it's just the start, right?
Yeah, and what I was trying to portray was I'm tighter with the guys that I played with today than I was 20 years ago, even back then. And I was thinking about this, and I'm like, okay, like coming into tonight and the graduating ceremony, the graduating player ceremony, I was thinking about, you know what, in my normal life, how often do I interact and deal with alumni, guys that played for the Regina Thunder? And you know what, today I had lunch with an alumni. Yesterday I spoke on the phone with an alumni about life, about work, about this event. One of the alumni is listing my house for sale right now. And I didn't mention this tonight, but that house, my next door neighbor is another alumni. Right? Tomorrow, I'm not kidding. Tomorrow, I'm going to my daughter's gymnastics lesson, and I'm going to see probably two more guys that didn't play with me, but they played after me. But you still have that
network. You still got that brotherhood.
You still know them, exactly. So every time you see them, you chat. Hey, how are things going? How's your daughter? How's your son? How's your wife? How's your family? So it's, guys are everywhere. And the more you come out to these events, the more you're going to network, make those connections that are only going to benefit you in your life.
You know, the more time, and I'm pretty new, I'm a newbie. I started doing these podcasts last year. I don't think I've even actually been around a full year. But the more time I get to spend, Scott, with people like yourself, the coaching staff, you know, even somebody like, you know, Murad Al-Khatib, and you see just the passion and how much these people love this program and this organization, what it means when the players that graduate move on and how fondly they speak. I don't think I could get more impressed with kind of everything that encompasses this Regina Thunder organization, you know, and then you come along and really opened my eyes to just how big this alumni is, and the lengths that people like yourself are willing to go to put on a first-class event like this and get those players some rings that they definitely deserve. And, you know, I don't know. I guess I'll see you out at the field. We'll have to have a couple of cold, refreshing beverages this year and watch some games.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. You know, come out to our alumni game. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to have some food. It's going to be a great night.
It'll be great. Hey, Scott, thank you very much. I'm going to shake your hand
absolutely.
And say thanks for a first-class evening and job well done.
Thank you. Appreciate it.